Okay. Okay. Let's begin. Today's daf is daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We are on Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis. So the second half of the daf yesterday brought up a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Are we choshesh for two people with the same name? Right, because the Gemara spoke about a case of Yitzchak Reish Galusa Bar Achseit Rav Bibi, who they found a star that he had. There was a document set that he had died, and the question was, can his wife get remarried? Are you choshesh for two Yitzchaks or not? Abaye said you are choshesh. Rava said you are not choshesh. We explained Abaye's sheet yesterday. Now we're up to Rava. Abaye said, how do I know that you're not choshesh? From the story where the get was found in Arda, and Abu Dishwal sent that you have to check. And Rebbe said, what do you mean? It must not have meant it seriously. It was just kvodu davu adishmuah hu dishalachachi, and really you're not choshesh. That was a biased story that he brought as a basis for his own shita. Okay, we are up to three lines from the bottom. Rava shita. Amar Rava. Rava says, we don't mean Allah. How do I know that we are not choshesh for two people with the same name? Again, the case is, again, a big discussion in the Rishonim. We'll just leave it as where there was no chazaka of two people with the same name in that place. If there was a chazaka of two people with the same name in the place, so then obviously you have to check. But let's assume that the case is here, in a place where there is no chazaka, lo hochzaku shnehem b'makom echad. So Rav says, how do I know that you don't have to check? Because there were these two loan documents. These shtaros we're talking about now, we're getting out of the world of Gittin for a moment. There are two shtaros that were found in Mechuzah, that came out in Mechuzah. V'ksiv behu, chavi bar nanoi, v'nanoi bar chavoi. And the two lenders on the respective shtaros were these names. Chavi bar nanoi, v'nanoi bar chavoi, which were pretty common names. And yet, v'agvi behu, rava bar avua zuzei. And rava bar avua use them for collection. So you see, and Rava says, look, these are common names, and yet Rava Bar Avua did not stop to check out to see if there was anybody else, any other creditors with these names. It must be they're not choshesh. Once you have a person with that name holding a shtar, and that name is there, you don't have to be choshesh that this came from somewhere else. So that's why, that's the basis for his shita. Tosfos and Rashi, Rashi implicitly, Tosfos explicitly, note, again, how could we compare Mamonis and Isurim? Right, we're trying to bring a raya for Gittin, whether you have to be Choshesh or not about a get, and we're bringing a raya from Chovos, that you could collect the money in those cases. If you could do that, then you could do it by Gittin too. So Rashi says it clearly, same thing, last three lines says Rashi, V'kivan de la'inyin mamona, if in a case of mamonis, where there is a chazaka of these people's names, right? Rava says these are common names, and yet you don't have to worry about it if the person with that name is holding the shtar. So le'inyin isura ki lo hochzugu mi alo chashinan. At least by isurim, go one notch down, and in the case where there is no chazaka, you don't have to be choshesh. You're right, we don't have an exact parallel. If there's a chazaka by gittin, by isurim, would we be choshesh? That's no raya. But in the case under discussion, where there is no chazaka of two people's names by gittin, we do have a raya for that. If by mamonis you could even collect and use and act based on those shtaros, where there is no chazaka of two people with that name, so surely in the case of isurim, where there is no chazaka, in the case by mamonis, where there is a chazaka, surely by isurim, where there is no chazaka. So Tosfos also, the bottom Tosfos says the same thing. That is the raya of Rava. There is a cheskas eishes ish, but we're not talking about that type of chazaka. We're talking about you have a star. That's mara cheskase. Star is mara the chazaka. The question is, what about the issue of other people in the city with the same name? The Abaya. How does Abaya answer back? Yeah. He has the star chov. Correct. In the other case, let's say the man will say or the woman will say, you know, this was mine. We're going to get to that in a little bit. What about he's holding the shtar? But either way, the assumption is that, you know, in both cases you would compare it. Via Abaya. Well, how would Abaya answer back? What about this case? You see from there that you don't have to check out. Says the Bayi, no, that's different. My nechesh law. What are you choshish for in that case? Where you have a creditor with, you have a nanoi bar chavai who's holding the star that says it's made out to him. What are you worried about? Ilan afila mizhar zahir bay. This might be what you were asking. Abai is taina. If you worried about that it fell out from the real creditor's possession, that's not true. Mizhar zahir bay. There's an assumption that a creditor is not going to lose his shtaris. He wants to collect. So he's not going to drop his shtaris. He's going to be careful with it. Ilapikadon, are we worried that really this isn't the real guy? It's really a shomer. There was a shom. The real bailam of this star gave the star to this person to guard. So says the Gemara, no, kiven deshmei kishmei lo mafkid gabei. If somebody has the same name as me, I'm not going to give him the star because I'll know he might collect with it. If his name is Yosef and my name is Yosef, and I'm not going to give it to him if and the same last name and the same father's name, I'm not going to give it to him because that's just asking for trouble. So where there's no chance, or we don't have to be worried about his falling out. We don't have to be worried that it was given to somebody else. So what else is there? My amr dilma masarle. Are we worried that the real owner gave it to this man to collect as a present? He was really moser it to him. Says the Gemara, if that's true, fine. Let him collect it. Why? Osios niknos bimisira. Literally, words or letters can be nikneh just by giving over. What does that mean? So for that, just we have to know just the Yisodim Maseches Kedushin. The Mishnayos towards the second half of the first parak in Maseches Kedushin discuss kinyanim. Every object in the world can be nikneh in different ways. There's a kinyan hagbah by lifting. There's a kinyan mishicha by pulling. There's a kinyan misira by giving over. There's a kinyan chazaka by doing a physical act at something. There's a kinyan mamon by paying for it. Shtar. There's all different types of kinyanim. So the Mishnah there on Daf Chaf Chema Beis lists what can be nicknamed b'misira. Behema gasa nicknamed b'misira. A large animal, you give over the reins, you give over the animal, that can be nicknamed b'misira. Others say b'hagba, certain items, b'taltalin, movable objects to be nicknamed b'misira. Comes along on daf mem zayin amabez in Maseches Kedushin, comes along Rebbe and tells you another chiddush. A shtar chov, I have a document that says Reuven owes me $100. I could be makne that shtar to somebody else, through Masira. I give the shtar to another person and I say, here, now you can collect the shtar. Osios niknos b'masira. That's the Chiddush of Rebbe. That letters, words, the shtar can be nicknamed b'masira. Says the Gemara, and that's what the Gemara here says. The Gemara here is saying, Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe says, Osios niknos b'masira, just by giving over a shtar. So what are you worried about? That somebody gave it to him? Fine. He owns it now. Now he's the Baal HaShtar. The Rabbanan argue on Rebbe there. The Rabbanan hold Osios are not Niknos B'Mesira. You can't just give it over. It says you can give an object, but if it says that I'm owed money, I can't just give that over. So that is the Machlokas of Osios Niknos B'Mesira or A Niknos B'Mesira, which we'll get back to a little oneness of that Machlokas in a moment. But first, let's look at Tosfos for a second. Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Osios, the third Tosfos quotes, Ha'ena Niknos, if we really held like the Rabbanan that Osios are not Niknos B'Mesira, so then what? Chashir de Masolei, right? Then we would be worried. We wouldn't be able to act in this case because we would be worried that somebody gave it to him and it's not really Niknah. But Tosfos says, V'tema, it's a wonder. Maishna, we know, says Tosfos, Maishna midvarm she'en asuin lahashu lahaskir. What if somebody is holding an item that's not generally borrowed or lent out? Something that's not asu, if you're holding a rake or a sugar container, things that are usually borrowed. So we can assume that maybe this was somebody else's and you're borrowing it. But by something that's not usually borrowed or lent out, so then generally we assume if you're holding it, it must be yours. So to hear, why is it, according to the Rabbanan, right? Because we're Medayik from the Gemara, that if really, according to the Rabbanan of Osios Ein Niknos B'Mesira, we would say that we'd be worried that maybe it was given over. But what do you mean? Why wouldn't this be in the category of Dvarim She'enon Asui Lahashu Lahaskir, where we assume that the person holding it is really theirs? So Tosfos says, third line, Imkein Gabi Osios Nami, Hayilo Lahaminuk Shomer Shem Shalom. Even according to the Rabbanan, that Osios Ein Niknos B'Mesira, we should assume that it belongs to the person holding it. The Chitema Tosfos continues, and if you want to say, Kiva De'in Osios Niknos B'Mesira, the Tzarech Shtar, what's the Rabbanan Shita? Osios Ein Niknos B'Mesira, and therefore what? How do I transfer ownership of a shtar chov? I have to write another document. I have to write another document that says, I hereby give over this document to the other person. So where is that shtar? So if we really, we're not going to believe it that it was given over because a person is missing that other shtar. So Rosh Hashanah, so Tosfos continues, says, maybe, no, there's another way that he might have been makne it. Maybe he might have been makne it through a kinyan agav. Lech Hashem Egnel agav karka. You know what? Maybe it does belong to this person, but he got it through a kinyan agav. What's a kinyan agav? A kinyan agav is if I want to lend you, if I want to sell you land and movable items, I could sell you the land and be makne the movable items, agav the karka, by having them on the karka or with the karka. Tosfos discusses, there's a whole back and forth, are we really choshesh that it belongs to him or not? Tosfos, agav is not shchiach. Okay, but that is shitas Tosfos. Are we really worried? Get a lot of lumdus of kinyan agav here, yesodos, we're going to stop here in the Tosfos, but Tosfos discusses, are we really worried that it would be his, even not be his, even according to the Manda Amar of Osios, Eino Niklas Bebesir. Okay, back to the Gemara. What's the bi'ur hamachlokes of Osios Niklas Bemesira or not? Right, we know an item. I could give you a kli. I could give you a tissue box. And that's yours now. I give it to you, a moser, that's it. So why wouldn't it work by a shtar? Shtar says, Reuben owes me $100. This is an asset of mine. I give it to you. And that's it. Why can't I give it over? Why do the Rebbe says it can work? What about the Rabbanan? Why do the Rabbanan say not? Yeah? Oh, so Rav Soloveitchik has a article about Osios Niklas B'Mesira. Most of the Yartzeit drashas are Orach Chaim topics, but there's one Osios Niklas B'Mesira that is a topic in Hilchos Malva Velova. So there he quotes a Yisod about shtaros. He says, when I have a shtar that says Reuben owes me $100, and I come to Besin and I want to collect. Does it say anywhere in the shtar that the money has not been collected yet? Does it say that anywhere in the shtar? No, it doesn't say that anywhere. Might have been collected, right? Might have been collected. We have no idea. But that's the chiddush of shtaros. A shtar talks. When a baal hashtar is holding on to the shtar, it's as if the shtar, the halach is, a shtar talks. It says, I'm not collected, and I belong to the person holding me, and I'm a kosher shtar, and the edim are kosher. That's the chiddush of shtaros, right? Where the baal hashtar is being machzik the shtar talks. So if that's true, says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's what the machlokas is about. When do you say the whole chiddush of shtaros according to the Rabbanan if the Baal HaShtar is holding the shtar? But Osios Lav Niklas B'Mesira means that that's not transferable. Only if the person that's written in the shtar is holding the shtar, that's when the shtar functions as a shtar. But that's not transferable. Once the Baal HaShtar is not holding the shtar anymore, so then the whole concept of shtar falls apart. Osios ain't Niklas B'Mesira. Rebbe, though, holds not. Rebbe holds no. Once you sell the shtar, then the new owner takes the place of the previous owner. Niklas B'Mesira, now he's the new Baal HaShtar. He's being machzik the shtar in place of the previous Baal HaShtar. So Osios Niklas B'Mesira might be about how transferable is the koach of that shtar. Can you transfer the Rayashabo or not? Okay, that is, again, there's a big piece here if you want to look in the Yartzeit Drashas and Chelek Aleph, towards the end, the last piece, Osios Niklas B'Mesira, but that's just how he explains the Machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Okay, back to our Gemara. So what did we just say? We just explained Shitas Rava, that you are not Choshesh for two people with the same name, and Abai said, no, that case is different. There's a specific reason why you're not Choshesh in that case. Let's continue. Oh, Lamdas on Kinyan Agav, maybe at the end, if we have time, we'll come back to that discussion. But let's continue now. Line 4. Ahu gita d'ishtachach b'sura. There was a get that was found in sura. V'ksiv behachi, and it was written on it. B'sura masa anan barchi anarta patris v'sarchis plonis insi. In sura, in the city of sura, I, anan barchiya from Naharda, I divorced my wife. Ubadku rabbanan misura v'anarda, and the rabbanan checked throughout that land. V'lo havi anan barchiya achrina, there was no other person with that name, levar me anan barchiya mechigra. Except for one other, there was one other person with that name. Dahavi b'anarda, that was in Naharda. But va'asu edim, but edim came and said, v'amar, diahu yoma ki ichta v'ahu gita, anan barchiya mechigra gabanavi. There was only one person with that name, and Adam came and said, you know what, that person was with us somewhere else that day. So it couldn't be that he gave his wife the get that day in such and such a place. Because the only person who was in proximity of this area with that name, he was with us, and he was doing something else that day. So it couldn't be that he gave his wife the get. So, machlokas Abaye and Rava. So do we say now that this get is good? There's somebody with that name. There were mukhtar, but we have Edim that say he was somewhere else. So the same machlokas Abaye and Rava, opposite Shitas. Amar Abaye, says Abaye. Af ledi di de amina chayshina. It says Abaye, usually, like I said before, ab choshesh, for two people with the same name. But hacha lo chayshina, here there's no chash though. Even though there are two people with the same name, why? Da kamri sadi de bernardo ave. Ma boy besura. Edim say that he was in Arda that day. So what are you worried about? Of course there's no chash. Says Abaye, even though I'm usually worried, here I'm not worried, because the Edim say he was taken care of. And Amar Rava, Rava says the opposite. Af ledi di de lo chayshina nocha chayshina. Rava says, no, even though I usually say you don't have to be worried, here there's more of a chash. Why? Even though, why? Because you know for sure there was somebody with that other name. Ah, don't you have Edim that he was in some other place? No. Dilma begam laparcha azal. Maybe begam laparcha. Maybe he came on flying camels. Begam laparcha means somehow he took the Excella and he made it quickly. And he got back, so you're right, the Edim say what, he was with him every single second. Maybe he quickly got back and was with Sava and gave his wife the get. Inami bikfitsa. Or maybe he was kofates. He jumped. What does jumps mean? Rashi says, Aide Shem. Maybe somehow through Shem Hashem. He declared the Shem Hashem and was able to change positions. I mean, you're choshish for nes. Inami mili masar. Or maybe, third possibility, which the Ritva and the Rashba say, this is the real answer. Mili masar. Maybe he previously, earlier on a different day, commanded Edim to write and give a get for his wife, which a husband could do. He could command the Edim and make them shlichim to give a get to the wife somewhere else. And yet, though, when the Edim write the get, they write the place where they're writing it. They don't write the place where they're commanded. Kita amaluhu Rav l'safri, like Rav used to tell Sofrim. V'chein amaluhu Rav Huna l'safri, like Rav Huna used to tell Sofrim. Ki istachu b'shili, when you write again and finish again in shili, k'sova b'shili, you have to write the place shili, afa gav de mimsarin mili behini. Even though you were told to write it in hini, these are two places, you have to write on the star shili. So you'll never know where the Baal commanded them. And the opposite, ki istachu behini, of a behini, avagat the mimser and mili b'shili. So said third answer is that maybe the Baal gave the get, gave the tzivi earlier, and the Edom just wrote it in this other place. That's why Rava says, once you know there's somebody else with that name, you have to be worried. You might remember Gam Laparcha from the beginning of Maseches Makos. Tosas brings in a deeper Maskel Hacha. V'yim Tomar says Tosas, the beginning of Maseches Makos, which talks all about Edim Zomimin. So Rava there says, if two people come and say, you were with us, right, then you couldn't have seen that Reuven kill Shimon because you were with us. So the halacha is Edim Zomimin, right? You have to kill the first, you have to take care of the first Edim. Says the Gemara there, Pshita, isn't this obvious that they're lying? So the Gemara says, no, you might have said, no, the Tema, that you're choshesh for gamla parcha. You might say that you're choshesh for flying camels, and you have to be worried that maybe the Edom were here. Maybe you shouldn't kill, you shouldn't punish the Edom. Kamash Malan. So what do you see from that Gemara, says Tosfos? That you're not choshesh for gamla parcha. You don't have to be worried about unusual circumstances, like he flew back on camels. And here he says, we are choshesh for gamla parcha. Rav is choshesh. So what's the difference? You're right, there's Edim. Well, you have to say, here is Isurim. There you're killing Edim. There you're killing Dina Nefashis. So Tosa says, so how can you, over there, where it's a Havamina and here it's a Maskana. It's two answers. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Tahacha. So first of all, you see that in the brackets, the little Aleph, which goes to the Gra. So the Gra quotes, that's why the Rashba and other Mefarshim say the real answer is the third answer, the Hini Shili answer. So don't worry about it. You're right, it's a Kasha. This is just a sniff. This isn't a real answer. Don't take this answer so seriously. Okay, but either way, the Rishonim say is an answer. So how do you explain it based on the Gemara in Makos? So first, Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam, Tahaka kivan shemiskavin lekalkal eshes chaveiro azol begam laparcha aval hasam im holku begam laparcha imakalkalam yoser. Is there a reason that we would the people involved in the cases would want to get the gam laparchas? What's our whole shash over here that one person wants to mess up the other guy? One person, Reuven, with the same name, will want to mess up the other person with the same name. So it says Tosfos there, we have to be worried that he'll try to get the Gan Laparchas. He'll try to find the fast camels. Aval, over there, the Edim, why would they want to get Gan Laparchas? It makes them look like liars. Right? That's what the Tosfos Rashi adds in. It makes them look like Edi Sheker, because they're somewhere else. And what? Why would they want to get Gan Laparchas? Right? It looks like they said Rubik El Shimon in Chicago, and they weren't in Chicago. Right? So it makes them look like Edei Sheker. Says Rabbi Tam, that's why over there were not Choshi for Gamla Parchas, because the people involved wouldn't want to get the Gamla Parchas. There's no reason to think that they would go and search for them. Masha Ein Kein here. That's Tosfos' first answer. That's Shitas Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Menachem, Tosfos calls Rabbi Menachem, who gives another answer. He says that the Hassam im Isa to Azla Gamla Parcha Hoylan Liton Kein. The Edom are here. If they took Gamla Parchas, they should have said so. Why didn't they say anything? They didn't say anything. If they over here, we don't have any. The guy's not here. Over there, the Edom should have said something. The fact that they did it, that must mean it's not true. Which the Ritva quotes, I don't understand that. It was a concept of Vihitzilu Ha'eda. Whenever Bezdin could think of a claim for a Nidon, Bezdin claims it. So the Ritva asks on this answer of Tosfos, there's a concept of Taninonle, we taina for defendants. So what do you mean, if they would have said it? What do you mean, the Bezdin should have said it for them? Either way, that's Tosfos' second answer, that because the Edom Zomim themselves didn't claim, so that's why it must be it's not true. Okay, two answers of Tosfos plus the third answer of the Gra, that this answer is not meant to stand on its own. How do you put this Gemara, which accepts Gamla Parchas Chashash, with that Gemara in Maseches Makos?
It's a Machlokes Amoraim here, so maybe...
Right, it's a Machlokes Amoraim here, okay. Oh, so maybe it's like the other Shita. Is it really a machlokas here? Because the machlokas is the chashash, a yechoshish for Gamla Parchas. So what's a Rava? So Abai is not choshish for, if that's the yesod of his Shita. Right, if that's the yesod of his Shita. Okay. Says the Gemara, first wide line, my habi ala d'shem shemi. Okay, we got off on a little side point about are yechoshish for two people, but now back to what we were talking about earlier yesterday. What about the case of the shem shemi? With the sesame, where Reuven comes to Shimon and says, "Can I have my sesame back?" And he says, "This is my sesame. You took yours back already. Are we choshesh that an item was moved if it looks like the same item?" So if Yema Amar Lo Chashinan, Ravina Amar Chashinan, Vehilchasa Chashinan. So the Machlokas Amoraim and the Halacha is that we are choshesh that this might not be the same item unless they give simanim that it is the same item. Period. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said at the beginning of the Perek, Kitata beino leveina. The Mishnah had said on Kuf Yudalam Abayz, if we know that there was an argument, there was kitata, there was strife between the husband and the wife, so then we are less likely to believe the wife when she says, "My husband died." Because Rechoshe is that she's lying. Rechoshe is that she doesn't want to be married anymore. So therefore, if there's ketata between them, if there's strife between them, we wouldn't believe the wife. So, what does ketata mean? No, halavai, we should never have any ketata. But what is ketata, strife? What's the level of strife that is needed in order to say that we're not going to believe the woman? You know, we're not on the level of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman, famous story of Rav Shlomo Zalman at his wife's levaya. So as we were leading out the Aron, so Rav Shlomo Zalman was behind the Aron. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it's in all the biographies, he says, you know, usually the minhag is to ask mechila from the niftar. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I have nothing to ask mechila from, because we never did anything to each other that we have to ask mechila for. So Shlomo Zalman. So again, he was saying that Alts Emes. Nobody's ever coached that Shlomo Zalman was saying something to get attention. Maybe he was saying it to give musar to all of us. But so we're not on that level. So what's the level of ketata that we wouldn't believe the woman if she says Meis Baili? So I'm reviewing Amar Shmuel. But Omeris Labaila Gersheni. Right? Maybe the level of strife is, suggests the Gemara, where she says to the husband, "Divorce me already. Gershani, can divorce me." Where it gets to that level. So the Gemara says an amazing line, "Kulhu nami amrihachi." That's everybody does that. Kulhu nami, everybody does that. Everybody talks like that and they don't really mean it. Rashi quotes, "Vishas kasan," right, at moments of anger. Right, everybody does that. That can't be what it means. That shouldn't be taken seriously. That's not really katata. Again, in a society that's even though the Gemara says this, this is chas v'shalom something that should be done. Maybe in the earlier times it was more common, but chas v'shalom it should be it's not normative. Ella says the Gemara no. But omeris labayla geirash tani. No, it's a case where the woman says he divorced me or you divorced me already, meaning she hates her husband so much that she wants to show everybody that she's already divorced from her husband. Gereshtani, and she wants to answer herself. She wants to say, I can't live with you anymore, I'm already divorced. And we know it's not true, so that's the level. If she already says that, that's a level of ktata, of strife, that we're not going to believe her when she says meis baili. Says the Gemara, one second, v'lehemna midir Rav Hamnuna. If a woman says, my husband divorced me, we should believe her. This is the Yesod of Rav Hamnuna from Maseches Gittin and elsewhere. It's other Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says, "Isha shamar labayla gerash tani ne'emenes." If a woman says in front of her husband, "You divorced me," we believe her. Why? Chazaka ein isha mi'iza paneh b'fnei bayla. There's a chazaka that a woman does not act so brazenly in front of her husband. Ein isha mi'iza paneh b'fnei bayla. Right, you know this lashon from Moda b'Miksas. You know the right, a love is not meis pana b'fnei balchova, but here it says it also by a husband and a wife. She's not going to be meis pana. It's different. If a woman says to her, in front of her husband, "You divorced me," we believe her. So what do you mean? If she says my husband divorced me, we're not going to believe her to say meis baili. What do you mean? You don't get to step two. Go to stay at step one. Rav Hamnuna's yisod is that if a woman says you divorced me, so we're going to believe her. And the Rashba here says, again, this is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rashba here says, it's clear that Rav Hamnuna's din is even to allow her to get remarried. It's not just to asa her on her husband. Because, says the Rashba, what's the flow of the Gemara? Mehach ikalametik, says the Rashba. The Rav Hamnuna afilu lahatir linasi lecharchilo ka'amar. It must be even to be matur to marry lecharchilo. Why? Because what did the Mishnah say? What was the structure? The Mishnah says, if a woman says, my husband died, and there's shalom in the world, and there's no ktata between them, she's believed. But if there's ktata, she's not believed. So what does the Gemara here say? What kind of ktata are we talking about? She said she's divorced, but what do you mean? According to Rav Hamnuna, she should be believed. What kind of believed are we talking about? The Mishnah is obviously talking about a case of even lahatir linase. Says the Rashba, that's the flow. The Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. So it sounds like that Rav Hamnuna is even lahatir linase. A woman comes and says, my husband divorced me, and she says it in front of her husband. She says to her husband, you divorced me, so then we'd believe her, and she'd be able to get remarried. Tosfos also is mayor, also continuing the Rashba's idea. The last line of Tosfos on the Amud. Tosfos said, this is only if she's coming to court to get remarried. If she comes to court and says, my husband divorced me, can I please have my ksuba? She's only interested in the mumminus, Shabbat, so then we wouldn't believe her. Because maybe she's just interested in the mumminus. That's the bottom line of Tosfos. Because she's the vas ksubasa in the menis. El dafka linyan yisuin. Either way, says the Rashba, says Tosfos assumes that she would be believed. Because of this chazaka, ein adam meis panav b'fnei balchovo. So we're back to the question. What's the case of ktata where she wouldn't be believed to say meis baili? Just another ha'ara, and then we will continue. When this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, in Siman Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, she's believed to say geirash tani, because chazaka eini shemiza paneha, says the Ramah, our women act differently. This chazaka doesn't apply to our women. Ein adam, ein isha meiza panav. A woman doesn't talk so brazenly in front of her husband? No, society has changed, says the Ramah. The Yesh Omrim, Od, de Bizman Hazed, de Nefishi Chutzpah, Uprisusa, Eina Ne'emenes El Lechumra, de Isra Chazaka, de Eina Me'iza. The Chazaka of Eina Me'iza doesn't apply anymore. The relationship between husbands and wives are different today. The Yira is not there. So again, it's a different society, says the Ramah. This Chazaka doesn't apply anymore. Eina Isha Me'iza, Panem B'fnei Bacho, Isha Me'iza. Yishameiza, and therefore the Chazaka doesn't apply. That's the Ramah in Siman Yud Zayin Sif Beis, right in the beginning of the Siman. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, what kind of ktata are we talking about? So we said it can't be a case where she just says, divorce me. She can't be a case where she says, you divorced me. So what's the case? So Bo'meres, Gereshtani B'fnei Ploni Ploni. Oh, that's the case where she says, I was divorced in front of so-and-so. These are the two Edim. V'she'ilna v'amru, we asked them, and they said, l'haydar mi'olam. They said, it never happened. That's the case where we know for sure that she's lying. That's a case of k'tata, where afterwards she says, my husband died, we would not believe her. So now we say, my time is k'tata. Why wouldn't we believe a woman in the case of k'tata? Two opinions. Rav Chanina amar mishim de mishakra. Rav Chanina says, pashtus, because she's going to lie. She's going to want to be Nesa from her husband. So even though she didn't see her husband die, she's going to say my husband died. She's going to get remarried. Oh, I'm asur to him. Ayvei. I can't believe I'm asur to my husband. She's going to do it b'kavana because she wants to get asur from her husband. Number two, Rav Simon bar Ashi, Amar, no. Mishum d'amar b'dadami. We're not choshesh that she's really going to do that. But we're still choshesh that because she was in a fight, she's not going to be as careful in the details. And therefore, she'll estimate, as we spoke about yesterday, she'll estimate that she died, even though he really didn't die. My benayu, what's the difference between these two opinions? Iga benayu, da argil hu kitata. What if we know that he started the fight? What if he started the fight? So then, are we choshesh that she bekavana would do it? No. She wouldn't have bekavana, she would do it because she didn't start the fight. She doesn't want to get divorced. She doesn't become a so he started the fight. So according to the first opinion that she's going to lie, she's not going to lie. According to the second opinion, the dummy, she'll estimate, yeah, she might estimate here too. If they were in a fight, Lamaisa, she doesn't feel as close to her husband right now. So but the dummy applies. The Echshash does apply, even though Meshachra does not apply. The Ritva and other Rishonim say, I have another Nachkamina. And the Gemara didn't mention it because the Gemara just picked one. What if she says, he died and I buried him? Meis v'kavartiv. As we spoke about yesterday from an Eid Echad. Meis v'kavartiv. Says the Ritva, that's also an Afkamina. According to the Mandarma that says she would lie, she's lying. And she's really saying it because she's really lying. According to Bidadami, she's not going to say Bidadami, I think I buried him. She's not going to estimate that she buried him. So that's another nafkamina, says the Ritva. Meis v'kavartiv. And the Gemara just wrote one of two. Says the Marsha, though, the Marsha here quoted Shuva of Rebbe Leo Mizrahi, the Re'im. The Marsha said, the Re'im did not have a Ritva. The Re'im says, why didn't the Gemara say this nafkamina of meis v'kavartiv? Says the Re'im, because it's not a nafkamina. According to both opinions, even according to the Manda Amar Bidadami, still, we're not going to believe her by Meisva Kavartiv. Why? So the Marsha here quotes the Re'im of Mother Mishim Darim B'Dadami, Kivat Shechoshevesh Al Pi Umdina Shebevade Meis. Since she was B'Dadami, she estimated step one that he died, the Eina Yureya Shema Yavo. She's obviously not worried he's going to walk in because she's saying he died. Then Chayshina Dilma Mishakra Va'amar Kavartiv Kedi Lahotzi Asafim Mileva Shomim Shol Yechashvul Shal Pi Umdina Amar Shemes. The Re'im says no. Even with the dummy, we're choshesh that where she's going to be with the dummy about step one, but then lie about step two because she's going to want people to trust her, and therefore she's going to estimate that he died, and she really thinks that he died. But once she thinks that, she's going to say something in order to try to make it believable. So that's why the Re'im argues with the Ritva. The Re'im says that no, I think that this would not be an afkamina. Sorry? It comes back to lying, but even the dummy shita, the Re'im is saying, which lie in the second stage of her thought process. Interesting discussion also, Rachman al-Aslan, it comes up l'maisa sometimes, the Shilti Giborim here. The Shilti Giborim here, on the side of the Rif, on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The Shilti Giborim first quotes Mori Zakeni, quotes his earlier ancestor, who says, what happens if a husband leaves and goes off the path of Judaism, becomes a mumar. Do we? And then the woman comes and says, "My husband died." So is she ne'eman? She ne'eman. So there's no ketata. There was no argument between them. But what about the reasons of ketata? Did they apply in this case where obviously she wants out of this marriage, right? She's an aguna now, and this guy's not interested in giving a get, right? So what do you say there? So says the first opinion, he ain't a, right? First opinion is that this is like Ktata. Just like by the Ktata case, we're worried that she wants out, we're not going to believe her, right? She's going to lie. So too, in that case, she's going to lie. But says the Shulti Gibarim, no! What's the issue of Ktata? The issue is where she started, she had a fight with him. And therefore, she has already shown that she wants out. She has done something. She has demonstrated that she wants out. She started this fight. Abalam himir umaradba oshaya balo list him v'kofar be'ikar harizu ne'emenes alav. She is believed. Ve'imachas kinan osab b'mishakeris. We don't assume people lie. Specifically, if people have shown that they're argumentative and they want out of the marriage before, fine. But if he just does something, So what? He just does something. So then we wouldn't be believed. So this is a machlokas we shown him here. Riaz quotes both opinions, whether on Mem Gimel Amabez, do we say, what would we say by a case of Mumar? The Ramah is Machmer. The Ramah is Machmer that we would not believe. Eino Ne'eman. If he becomes a Mumar and then she says Mace, we would not believe in this case. That's the Ramah in Simen Memches, in Sif Memches, in Simen Yuzayin, quotes this day of the Shulta Giborim, the day of the Chumra. Okay, Ibai Lohu, first line on top. Eidachan Biktatamahu. As we've asked twice before, we asked it yesterday on Kuftes Zvavim Abeis. We said, what about an Eid Echad B'Shas Melchama, Amud Aleph? We asked it way back, and I mentioned this yesterday, back on Sadat Gimel Abeis. We asked, what about Eid Echad B'Yavama? Is an Eid Echad believed to say, Meis Bala, your husband died, in a case where she's going to now marry the Yavam, in Eishas Ach? So now we're going to ask a third question. All the same study hasafik. If you look back on Sadat Gimel, Kuftes Vav, and here, it's all the same study hasafik. What about Eid Echad Biktata Mahu? What about Biktata? There was an argument, so she's not believed. But would an Eid Echad be believed? So my time, so what are the studim? My time in Eid Echad Mehemen, what's the reason that an Eid Echad is generally believed by Eidus Isha? Bishum de Milsa Davidi Ligluy Lamashaker, because an Eid Echad would not lie about a circumstance that he could find out to be a liar later. So chanayim lo mashaker. Therefore, here too, a milsi david ligluye. O dilma or no? Time of the eid echad mehemin. Why is an eid echad believed? It's not really because of his own nemonis per se, but because we should dehidaiku mitzva. The real reason why he's believed is because his testimony generates that she's going to really check things out. V'hacha keep it as like tadalo daiku mitzva. And here, because there is ketata, she's not going to check things out. So an eid echad wouldn't make a difference. So teku. So again, we don't have an answer. Teku tishbiyatarets kushios va'abayos. Something about eid echad biktata. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer la Olam Eina Vachulu. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Back in the Mishnah on Kuf Yudalid, Rabbi Yehuda said that a woman is never believed to say my husband died unless she comes to court and she's crying and her begadim are torn and she looks like she's mourning. That's when she's believed. And the Chacham say back, no, she's always believed, even if she comes not in that state. So says the Braisa, Tanya, Amru lo la Rabbi Yehuda. They say that the Racham say to Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarech, according to you, Pikachas Tinasi, Shotel Otinasi. What, only a sane woman will be able to get remarried and not a Shota? And not an insane woman? What's this Kashas? You see on the side? Ayin Pirusho Betosvas Yantif. Right? Tells the other Gibshat. What's the Pshat here? A Pikachas, a sane woman, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, a woman at home will know your Shita. So a Pikachas will have the Chachma to say, you know what, let me dress up. I'm going to dress up, I'm going to put on torn clothes, I'm going to go and cry, and they're not going to be believed. A shota wouldn't have that seichel. So therefore what? She's never going to be believed because she's going to just come in, lefi tuma, and she's going to say my husband died and she's telling the truth. They're never going to believe her. That's not fair. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say such a thing? That's what the Tosfos Yontif said. The Me'iri gives a different shot. The Me'iri says that a shota is always dressed this way. A shota sometimes is always crying and is always walking around begadav keruin. I think we had one time in the past. What are the simanim of a shota? One of them, right, sleeping in the cemetery, begadav keruin. So here too. So it's not going to make it. We're not going to believe the shota because this is how the shota always dresses. So therefore, they say ala achazu v'achazu tinase. So they argue to Yehuda and say, no, you don't need this state of behavior. You know, the woman is believed no matter what. Period. Story. Hayda asi lebei dina de Rabbi Yehuda. There was a woman who came to the court of Rabbi Yehuda, Amri La, and the Chachamim around there said to her, Sifti Bailech Kiri Manech Sisri Mazyech. Right? Start giving a hesped for your husband. You tear your clothing, mess up your hair. You know, start looking disheveled. Meaning, for like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara said, one second, Afu Shikra, are they telling her to lie? Meaning, Mimanavshach. According to the Chachamim, you don't need to do this. According to Yehuda, it's a fake. What are they telling her to do this? So she will be believed in front of her Yehuda? The Gemara says, yeah. Inuk Rabbanan Sfir Lahu. These other Rabbanans standing there held like the Rabbanan that you don't really need it. So you believe her right now. But Amri Tevet Hachi Ki Hechi Delishrei. They wanted her to be get the heter even in the bezin of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what they were. Rabbi Yehuda requires you to be dressed like this. So that's what they were telling you. You know what? Do this. And even Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to do this. Says the Aruch Loner, this is amazing. Does this shed light on something we discussed back in Sukkah Daf Yud? I didn't remember this, but I saw he quotes the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Yud. As I looked back, if you say something is mutter and somebody else says something is usser, are you allowed to trick them? Let us trick them. Let's say I drink non-Chol of Yisrael. And I know the person about my house drinks Chol of Yisrael. Drinks only Chol of Yisrael. But I hold those. I hold like Rav Moshe. Everything Bizbana says Chol of Yisrael. And I make her a din. Even though at the end it says Bal Nefesh Yachmir. I hold this is anything. Pas Yisrael. Anything. You hold this mutter. Are you allowed to give your friend? I hold this mutter. Am I allowed to be... Is that considered a Lifnei Iver? I hold this mutter. I think it's mutter. Any... Ashkenazi, Sfardi. So it says the Aruch Lener. It seems from here that the Rabbanim were being machshel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that it was Neman. The Rabbanim is saying, you know what? You know, why don't you dress up so Rabbi Yehuda would say it's mutter? They're tricking him. Are you allowed to do that? So it says the Aruch Lener. He quotes the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Yud. You can look back, listen to back to that shiur. That's where we discussed it earlier. But says the Ritva, 2 points. Number one, he says maybe you can't do that by food. Food is more serious. Midah d'achila, that's really considered lifnei iver. Like the Gemara earlier, it said, you know, tzaddikim never have a takala come through them. Sometimes you find it, Tosfos says, in a bunch of places, no, that means food. Tzaddikim never have food problems that come through their actions. But then Tosfos, the Aruch Lener here says, Odi Shlomar, maybe here the problem is, the real reason is because Rabbim were cholik on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was a das yachid. So that's why this was allowed here. It's not a general rule, but Rabbi Yehuda was in the minority shita. So that's why it was allowed for them to, quote-unquote, trick him into giving the psak of heter. Okay, that's the Aruch Lener and the Ritva in Sukkah. Mishnah. Beis Hillel Omrim, Lo Shamanu, so Beis Hillel says, this whole heter of believing the woman is very limited. Lo Shamanu, El Ababa, Min HaKatsir, Uba Osa Medina, Ukamaisa Shahaya. There was a story once that we read, that Chazal, the story is going to be quoted in the Gemara, there was a story once that Chachamim found that a woman was telling the truth. And you know what? That's the basis for all Heterim of believing a woman that says her husband died, and we only allow cases that are exactly like that original story, like the Maisa Shahaya. It was at the time of the harvest, it was in that specific country, just like the Maisa Shahaya. Amr Lan Beishama, Beishama says, what are you talking about? Achaz Abab in a Kotzer, Achaz Abab in a Zaysim, Achaz Abab in a Batsir. No, it doesn't matter if she's coming from the harvest or from the olives or from the Batsir gathering grapes, Achaz Abab in Medina or Medina, or whether she comes from far away. Well, Dibra Chacham in a Kotzer, Ela Behofe, the story just happens. But it's not, shouldn't be limited. Chazir, Beis Hillel always came Beishama. Beis Hillel eventually came to Pasan like Beishama, meaning the woman is believed, even if she comes from a different Medina. It's not limited. Tanya. But now we go back in time, back to the time when Beis Hillel argued. Amr lehem Beis Shammah leBeis Hillel. Beis Shammah said to Beis Hillel, Livrechem, according to you, Beis Hillel, that it's so limited, Ein li ela ksir chitim. You should limit it not just to the harvest, but the harvest of wheat. That's specifically where the story took place. Ketzir sa'ore minai, and how do you know, though, with the harvest of barley, Vein li ela kotzer, and it's only by the cutting of that wheat. What about Botzer, Mose, Goder, Oder? These are all synonyms of different, but used by different foods. Botzer is grapes, Mose is olives, Goder is dates, and Oder is figs. So, Minayin, how do you know all these other cases the woman would be believed? Ela Maisa Shahai Bakatsa Vuadin Lakulu. But Beis Shammah says, no, there was a story, but the Rachachalim generalized the halacha learned from that story. Hachanami Maisa Shahai Ba'osa Medina Vuadin Lakulu. So, too, the story was in the same state, the same Medina, but really the halacha applies in general. Ubeis Hillel, no, Beis Hillel says no, at least the original Beis Hillel. Ba'osa Medina, the Shlichi Inshi Mirsas. Only in that Medina, the woman is scared, right? But the Shlich people are there. Mirsa, she's scared of lying, and she's really going to check things out. Medina la Medina acheres, de lo Shlichi, and she lo Mirsas. But if it's a different country that she's going to, she's not scared anymore. Beishamai says no. There's really no difference between country, the same country and different countries, because people are always traveling. There are caravans that go from country to country, so therefore there is no difference, and therefore Beishamai says. Anything, any case is mut. My Maisa Shahaya, what was the original story? Damar Viyu Namar Shmuel, this is what happened. Shulfik Zir Chitin Hayu, it was the end of the time of cutting of the wheat. V'holchwa Sar B'nei Adam Likzar Chitim, and 10 men went to cut wheat. Nashku Nachash Lechan Mehen V'meis, one of them got bitten by a snake and died. Ubaz Ishtov Odila Bezdin, his wife came to Bezdin and told them, V'sholchu Matsu Kidvareha, and they found out, oh, she's right, she was telling the truth. Ba'osa Shah Amru, so at that moment, once that story came, a woman, meaning came to Bezdin and said, oh, my husband died, and they found that she was telling the truth. They said, oh, let's believe all women who say this. Ha'isha Sha'amr Meiz Baili Tinasi, Meiz Baili Tisyabi. We're going to believe all women. Period. So it's one other ha'ara, and then we'll stop. Again, everybody try to come on time, because we had to wait a few minutes today for the computer, but everybody please, you know, people are away, we got to come on time. There's one other ha'ara, says the Maharik. What's the whole reason for Eidus Isha? What's the whole idea of Eidus Isha? Because we're worried about Aguna. What, you needed the story to tell us that you... only because of the Maaseh Shehayah Chazal did this? What did the Maaseh Shehayah tell me that I didn't know beforehand? And, oh, Maaseh Shehayah, now we're going to believe the woman. Why didn't they believe the woman beforehand? And if they didn't think they should believe the woman, why did they believe her even after the story? What, they didn't know people tell the truth? So the Maharik says, no. They knew there was this Aguna, the Mishumi Guna need. There was this Aguna need. But you know what? They said, you know, maybe women are going to lie. I don't know. And you know what? If the husband really died, other people will probably come to Bezdin and tell us. But then all of a sudden the story happened. What was the story? There was a whole group of people there. There were 10 men there, the woman there. She comes to Bezdin. Where's everybody else? Bezdin said, where is everybody else? Nobody else came to Bezdin. It must be people don't always come to Bezdin when somebody died. They went, they checked it out. Oh, they see she's telling the truth. You know what? This Tzorech of Aguna, and you see the woman told the truth. You know what? Let's make this law. Let's make this law. But beforehand, they weren't sure because they thought that either she might lie and or other people would come also. But this was a case where the woman was telling the truth and the other people didn't come. So they said, you know what? Let's make this law of Mishimiguna Kilabirabanan. And that's what the Maharik says. That's why they started the din based on this story. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Neima. We'll continue Bez Hashem tomorrow.